better than rubies. And all things to be desired are not to be compared unto it. We bring you musical gems from near and far, blended into a pattern of glorious harmony. A program based on the universal language of music, it is our pleasure to present to you Korla Pandit.
That was Korla Pandit. Next is various and assorted artists with disgusting.
Type of sexual activity is disgusting.
I love the nude scenes in the torture chamber.
Thank you. insensitive. How insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why, she must have asked. Did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? Now she's gone away, and I'm alone with the memory of her last look, vague and drawn and sad. I see it still, all her heartbreak in that last look. Must have asked. Could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can one do when a love affair is over?
Hi, this is Tobe. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm out chairing the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. So, leave your message at the beep.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, a puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. People stop and staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. I'm banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody is talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. And I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
That was Le Baxter and his orchestra. Next is William Shatner with Hamlet.
Hamlet's endurance has reached the breaking point. His father has been murdered. His mother, whom he loves dearly, has married her dead husband's brother. Moreover, his sweetheart, Ophelia, has been acting very strangely. He senses that she does not love him anymore. Now, he's all alone. The world that he knew is shattered. His black mood of despair is deepened by his inability to act, to do something to change the situation. Now he ponders whether to continue living or to take his own life. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep, no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others we know not of? Thus, conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pitch and moment with this regard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
Snowdusk here. Let's all listen to awesome tunes together in the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays, 2300 to 2400 hours, UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Snowdusk here. Let's all listen to awesome tunes together in the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays, 2300 to 2400 hours, UTC, right here on Anon Radio.
Stardate 2434.2, First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and with much difficulty maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. as I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty. Intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace. And they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."
Hi, this is Tobe. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm out chairing the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So, leave your message at the beep.
This is Music Squirrel. Turn on to Anon Radio at 2200 BC.
UTC.
UTC.
What's the show?
The World Music Show.
On the show, how I pick songs that I spin the globe and then put my finger on part of the globe. Daddy tells me what that place is, and then we get music to play on the show, and I am 7 years old. That one, that one, that one, I want to keep it.
そろそろ この番組は... Ah, 違います. This is Publius inviting you to try something new. A long-form spoken word program.
Here are the words.
Join me Tuesdays and Fridays at 15 hours UTC as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction, stories 75 or 100 years old.
Imagine 8 men dead from an overdose of sexual activity. Imagine a town that became a beehive of sexual frenzy. Imagine ordinary housewives turned into lusting, wanton, sex-filled creatures. Imagine the invasion of the bees. It happened in Peckham, California. It could happen in your town. The invasion of the bee girls. They're coming. Listen for them. The invasion of the bee girls. They'll love the life right out of you.
That was Various and Assorted Artists. Next is William Stone II with Stone 1 Promo 0.
Hello, I'm one of the text-to-speech voices you'll occasionally hear on Tales from SYL Ranch. Tales from SYL Ranch is live Sundays from 2000 to 2200 UTC. The show is an eclectic mix, with each one having a theme. One week might be Maestro John Williams, and the next could be Rocky Horror. Interspersed libertarian and tech rants. Listen to Tales from SYL Ranch on AnonRadio.net Sundays from 2000 to 2200 UTC. If you don't, I'm going to start drowning kittens in a bucket of water.
What? No, we're not going to drown kittens.
Yes, I am. I have a bucket right here. It'll do it.
No, you're not going to drown kittens. Listen to Tales from SYL Ranch on AnonRadio.net Sundays from 2000 to 2200 UTC.
For the sake of the kittens.
You're not going to drown kittens.
Yes, I am. Don't think for a moment that I won't.
Oh, really? Why pretend? We both know perfectly well what this is about. You want me to have an abortion?
It's really the only sensible thing to do. If it's done safely. Therapeutically. There's no danger involved.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Swirls and curls of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. There's rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You're leaving laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
That was Leonard Nimoy. Next is Leonard Nimoy with I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on anonradio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on anonradio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
This is Music Squirrel. Turn on to Anon Radio at 2200 BC.
UTC.
UTC.
What's the show?
The World Music Show.
On the show, how I pick songs that I spin the globe and then put my finger on part of the globe. Daddy tells me what that place is, and then we get music to play on the show, and I am 7 years old.
That one, that one, that one, I want to keep it.
That was Music Squirrel. Next is Kurala Pandit with Turkish dance. That was Kurala Pandit. Next is various and assorted artists with woman trouble.
Lucille, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Ask her. Cause when I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I wanna make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen on your dress a skirt. When we go out, it's like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, black mine. She don't have any tits. She don't wear makeup with high heels. And they're laughing and whispering out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. When I notice, she stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see. That number is 268-0777. Girl, well, lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she's a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman. All women. And from now on, when I take a woman out, first time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. All I wanna see or hear a lesbian. Cause my sister is a lesbian.
That was Various and Assorted Artists. Next is Dead or Letter with Pool of Love.
Hey, are you getting sick and tired of all the fake news and all the other stupid junk on your regular media outlets? I know I am. And that's why you need to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. All the marmot news is real, and we just think that's cool. So, you know, whatever. So you better listen.
Thank you.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
That was Stedoletta and his orchestra. Next is Stedoletta and his orchestra with Aloha Oi.
It's 3 hours.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF.